tears popped unbidden to Wumfley's eyes.
And they've got poor Biscuit, hellmate.
Skipper placed both paws against his brow in despair.
Oi, 'twas my fault. I couldn't stop him.
Bosey patted the otter's stout back comfortingly.
Ah, you can't blame yourself, Skip. I'll wager you did all you could to save the young'un. But don't fret. I'll rescue Biscuit from yon vermin rogues, aye, and I'll make him weep bitter tears for their wrongdoings. You have McScutter's word on it.
Aluko gave the hare a withering sideways glance.
Bravely said, sir. And when, pray, is all this going to happen, eh?
Humphrey interrupted, spikes a bristle with righteous wrath.
So that's possible! In fact, right now!
The tawny owl's huge eyes widened.
Excuse me saying, but do you think that's wise?
Twink sprang up, fitting a rock to his sling.
Wise? There's no time to worry about being wise. We've got to save our pal Biscuit from those fiends.
Formal Gullub shook his head at the young squirrel.
Ye holy bird bait no fool. You listen to him, sirs.
Knowing that mole logic could not be disputed, Samulus agreed with Gullub. He bowed to Aluko.
Carry on, friend.
The owl puffed out his chest feathers, launching into an explanation.
I know this may sound dreadful, but forget about saving your friend for a moment. Our main problem is how to save ourselves. Think about it. Just up that tunnel, there's a whole army of painted ones, thirsting for our blood. Believe me, you wouldn't last the wink of an eye. I know their leader, Chigid. He's been injured by the lantern flames. That one won't rest until your skinned carcasses are hanging from his five-topped oak tree. I was a captive of the painted ones for many seasons. I know how they think. They'll be sworn to avenge themselves against you at all costs.
Samulus had a question.
But how did you escape from them? And one other thing. Where did you get that doom white eye, the big green jewel you carry?